It's Bay 93.9 with Brian Adams and Can't Stop This Thing We've Started. It is 25 to 6, the catch-up, the Tuesday edition with Daryl and Roxanne. And joining us in the studio now for our regular segment, our psychologist, Chris Mackey with Synchronicity. Chris, welcome to the studio.
Hello,
thanks, Daryl. Thanks, Roxy.
Now, I've got a little story for you.
Fantastic.
And this is a fascinating story,
yeah.
I think you'll find. I was packing up my library recently because I was moving house,
right.
Moving to a smaller house. So I decided that what I would do is pretty much give away 90% of my books.
Mm.
I decided, you know, that's what I'll do. And as I was going through the books, I have quite a lot of children's books. And really, to be honest, the only ones I really kept were the children's books and most of the children's books and my recipe books. So, you know, I got rid of everything else. I gave away everything else to a charity that will raise money, hopefully. Anyway, as I was looking through the books, I found a copy of Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, yes.
And I opened it up, and in the page it said Mark Hyland in sort of a childlike writing, and it had an address underneath.
Ah.
And I'm like, oh, that's odd. How would I, why have I got Mark's copy?
His book,
of
yes.
Alice in Wonderland. Yeah. It's very odd. So then I thought, oh, well, I better give it back to him. So I brought it into the studio this week and I gave it to him and he said, that's not mine. And I said, no, it's got your name on it. And he said, it's not mine and that's not my address. I don't know that address.
Ah.
And the weird thing is Mark and I spent about 6 years on air working together and then another couple of at our sister radio station. Then we've spent another few years here on Bay 93.9 working together before Daryl and I started hanging out.
Right.
And it's just, I just think I've had this book, I got it in an op shop. Then I was thinking back about it, where did I get it from? And then I think, I would have got it in an op shop with a whole heap of other old books years ago.
That
is
sounds
that weird?
Right. Look, it suggests
Definitely weird. I'm just concerned, Chris, about what my name is,
yours is it? My name. This was Alice in Wonderland. What's yours?
Maybe not something that innocent.
Well, look, there's a Kama Sutra.
Okay.
It's certainly interesting. I think it's got that sense of connection to it, though, isn't it? Here's someone
so
you've got a strong
strange,
connection
yeah.
with, and you end up with this book. And I must admit, I sometimes think of synchronicity and following through the kind of clues of synchronicity as being a little bit like a magical mystery tour,
yeah.
a little bit like Alice in Wonderland.
Yes.
So I think that's an appropriate book to have a little bit of synchronicity
but
around.
As soon as Mark saw it, he said, oh, you've got to tell Chris about that. So, you know, people are understanding, they're noticing these odd coincidences.
But it is a weird one that you've had this book for
years,
and you haven't realised that his name's been in it.
No.
When you've looked at it, you've gone, I'll give it back to him. And he's gone, that's not me. What are the chances of you ending up with a book that belonged to a Mark Hyland, but not the one you know?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's just weird. But I sort of think I must have gotten that book before we ever met, because I would have noticed that it was his name.
You'd think so.
Name.
That's right.
Because I would have looked in it.
Yes.
Well, but you may not have actually looked in the first page. You might have flicked through
maybe,
it and gone, hey,
maybe.
Given
but
it to one of the kids.
Very, very weird. Anyway, I asked the kids if they wanted to do it. They said no.
No.
So I've donated it to landfill.
Okay, terrific. But one of the things I like about this program, and we talk about different people's experience of synchronicity, and I must admit there are times when I've experienced a lot of synchronicity in the past where people have questioned my mental state, if you like.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
It can happen.
You're
it seems
crazy.
A bit weird. Yeah, that kind of thing. But what I'm loving is a lot of people are coming up and saying, hey, look, it's really good to hear other people talk about this, because I've had reactions like that, and I thought, what, was I going mad or whatever? Mm. And it's leading a lot of people to be prepared to tell their stories a little bit more and be a little bit more confident of what we might refer to as that deep intuition. So I'm very glad about that. I was wondering whether maybe any listeners might have a story today as well.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from anybody.
52299939. If you want to give us a call, if you've had one of these experiences, and I suppose even if you, you know, a bit skeptical about it, you've got to say, what are the chances of these things happening? Because really, random? Maybe not so much. Anyway, if you've got a story, give us a call. We'll take a break and we'll continue Synchronicity with Chris Mackey here at Bay 93.9. 52299939. Chris Mackey, our psychologist, is here. We're talking synchronicity. Now, Jan's on the line with a great story. Hello, Jan. How are you?
Yes, I'm well, thank you.
Now, hi, Jan.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Roxy. Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Now, here's my story, and I've laughed about it for years, but I guess it's synchronicity. Okay. I was in a supermarket, and in those days there were like little public phone boxes. I don't think they have them anymore. Mm-hmm. And the phone kept ringing, and I'd done my shopping. I was talking to another friend, and I jokingly said, "That'll be for me," and picked it up. And this, you know, got asked, was I someone from a business? And I said, no. And she said, what number have I called? And I said, well, actually, it's a public phone box in Safeway. And then the phone was dead. And then my best friend said, is that you, Jen?
Wow. That's terrific. That's great.
So we laughed about 10 minutes. I couldn't hang up. And my friend that I was talking to, I've never got over that.
That's a great story. Goodness. Sounds like you've got a good connection with your friend, Jan.
I've got a good connection with something out there, but yeah. So, I mean, she'd accidentally dialed the wrong number, and I said, that'll be for me. It was very weird. Anyway.
Now Jan, just to clarify this, was this in a town where there was one Safeway, one public phone, and three or four people in the entire town, or...?
No, it's in Geelong.
There we go. Yeah, great. Like, just saying.
And it was in Safeway in Newtown, and I lived in Newtown, and she... I just can't remember where she lived then.
No, that's all right.
Just somewhere. It was very, very, very weird.
That is random.
I like the way you said it would be for you.
Yes.
I know. That was the funny part. And then, you know, Gail that I was talking to said, who is it? And I go, it's my best friend.
That is just
And she didn't
crazy.
Believe me. But, I couldn't hang up because, we laughed about 10 minutes. We often laugh about that.
That's a great story. It's sometimes called a propinquity, a sense of connection or nearness with someone. That's another classic example that you've come up with. That's great, Jan.
Awesome. Jan, thanks so much for sharing.
That's okay. I love listening to this. I love it every week. I really look
terrific.
Forward to it.
Well, you've really added to the great stories on this program.
You have. And,
thank you.
And it's sort of a pity, Jan, there's not as many public phones or you get a lot more friends calling.
I know. How right? Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jan. Okay. Well, there you go.
That's an awesome story. Now, you're actually doing some really cool things at the Geelong Library, which is the gorgeous dome that we have here in Geelong. What are you up to there?
Well, thanks, Roxy. Yeah, it's a terrific library. That fifth floor there at the dome is just such a great venue. But there's a series of four talks called Geelong Leads the Way for Wellbeing. They're on consecutive Thursdays, starting Thursday the 20th of October, and they go from 6 to 7:15. PM. And the first one on the 20th of October is a range of us involved in these talks on positive psychology. There are people from the Positive Institute who do positive education at Geelong Grammar, myself, and then there's also Sylvia Gray from Hero Town, who talks about a hero's journey or ways of sort of showing courage when going through change, and also what's called a growth mindset, a way of looking at things positively. And so my talk, we're talking as a panel on Thursday the 20th at 6 o'clock, and on the Thursday the 27th I'll be doing my own talk on positive psychology and synchronicity. And so if people look up the Geelong Library website, that's grlc.vic.gov.au, you can look up the What's On section and people can book into those talks. But I think that'll be a really interesting series, and it shows that there are a lot of positive psychology initiatives happening in Geelong, and people can come along to that if they're interested.
But I love the fact that Jan said, you know, she listens in every week and she really looks forward to it. Like Mark was, he said, as soon as he saw that, he said, I've got to tell Chris. I think it affects all of us. And I know, Daryl, we've had this conversation about...
I'm very effective.
Yeah, for a whole lot of other things. But you know, you've opened your mind up more to it.
And it is one of those things, because you've got to say, it can't be just random, can't be just a coincidence.
It can't be.
It is synchronicity. That's what we're calling it. Chris Maggie, good to see you. We'll catch you again in 2 weeks.
Thanks very much, Daryl. Thank you, Roxy.
It is The Catch-Up at Bay 93.9. Oh, thousand